Good evening and welcome to Washington Week. I want to start with an apology. We pride ourselves here on our accuracy, but we realized very late in the day that our backdrop is no longer correct because it still features the East Wing of the White House. Let me show you where it used to be. So this right here, that was the East Wing. Now it's a hole. That's just a hole next to the White House. Over here, that's the West Wing. That's still standing as far as we know, although I'm not there right now to prove it. In the back here, you got that's the Empire State Building. And over there, that's LAX. And also we got a cold front moving in from Ohio, so break out your sweaters. Anyway, we'll fix the picture to reflect the new reality once Congress restores our funding. The list I read at the top of the show, that's not even all of the norm-busting news from this week. Tonight, our overall subject is impunity. How does a president get to knock down the East Wing? Is that even legal? By what authority does he do the things he does?